This program provides education, not advice. Sponsors pay a fee for endorsements and interviews. See the truthayf.com disclosure page for details.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
It's Monday, March 4th. On today's show, a follow-up from a conversation we had last week. This past Wednesday, I told you that your next car just might be made in China. China is now the world's biggest exporter of cars, selling cars in more than 70 countries. One electric vehicle they sell costs less than $11,000. So yeah, I said your next car just might be made in China. By the way, if you missed that podcast, the link to it is in the show notes. But I gave you that podcast last Wednesday morning. Man, am I annoyed. Because the very next day, last Thursday, President Biden announced that the U.S. government is worried that these Chinese cars and trucks pose a national security threat, and the federal government is now going to move to prevent these vehicles from entering the country. Apparently, there's software embedded in these EVs that are sold by Chinese car companies, and this software can track not only where you drive and where you charge your vehicle, but what music and podcasts you listen to while you're on the road. In fact, when U.S. car makers sell cars in China, the Chinese government forces them, Ford and Chevy, to install Chinese software into their cars and trucks. So the fear, according to the Commerce Department, is that China is flooding foreign markets with their cars. And these cars, they say, can connect to other cars via your smartphone. This lets the Chinese collect huge amounts of information about you and your car. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says this is scary to contemplate the cyber risks and espionage risks that these cars impose on the United States. Is all this true, or is it just an excuse for the government to limit cheap Chinese imports so that we're all forced to buy more expensive made-in-USA cars? I mean, obviously, Detroit car makers are scared to death about cheap Chinese cars. I mean, the average price of a new car in the U.S. is $49,000. The cheapest U.S. car right now is the Nissan Versa. That sells for $17,000. There are a couple of dozen cars that cost from $18,000 to $25,000 from pretty much everybody. Toyota, Ford, Mazda, Chevy, Hyundai, Toyota, Volkswagen, Subaru, Kia, Mitsubishi. But nobody sells a car for $10,000 except the Chinese. No wonder they've already got a 20% market share in Mexico and Europe, and the U.S. is about to be next, unless the government prevents them from importing. Already, Chinese cars are hit with a 27.5% tariff, and now the government might ban these cars outright due to these new security risks. And it's not just the Chinese cars that our government is worried about. Joe Biden also announced last week they're now going to spend $20 billion to replace all the cranes at U.S. ports. Why? You guessed it. Those cranes were imported from China. And the FBI now says those cranes have sensors that send data about our ports and the cargo to the Chinese government. Who's the Nimrod who approved of Chinese cranes in the first place? It reminds me of the U.S. embassy we built in Moscow in the 1980s. We then had to destroy the whole building because Soviet construction workers had loaded it with bugs that let the KGB listen in to everything that was going on in the embassy. So before we all start installing Chinese cranes or downloading China's TikTok or buying cheap Chinese cars, we all better think about the cybersecurity risks to the U.S. This is a great example of how the wonderful technological innovations that science is bringing us can be so easily saddled by negative implications, and how we need to be diligent and patriotic. My question to you is this. In the next several years, as cheap Chinese cars come onto the U.S. market, do you think Americans will refrain from buying them to help us all defend our nation from security risks? Or will they buy these cars because they're mostly focused on saving money for themselves? I think we all know the answer to that. Are you a financial advisor who wants to get more clients and grow your AUM? Come to Wealth Management Convergence in West Palm Beach, Florida, March 10 to 12. It'll give you the investment strategies you need today. Generative AI, exponential tech, the latest on longevity, estate planning, crypto, and a whole lot more. Come network with top advisors, every session's main stage, plenty of CE credits. If you're a financial advisor, join me March 10 to 12th in West Palm Beach. Register right now. The link's in the show notes. And enter discount code WMC2024. You'll save $100. On tomorrow's show, what America's corporate CEOs are saying about the future.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like online music and videos, artificial intelligence, electric vehicles, and more. Schwab's research process uncovers emerging trends. Then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals, all in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematicinvesting.
How should you think about Bitcoin? Turn to a specialist. For 6 years, Bitwise has been helping investors access crypto. Bitwise manages the world's largest crypto index fund. They also offer 6 crypto ETFs. You get cutting-edge insights, expert Bitcoin research, and a nationwide team to help. Bitwise helps investors and advisors navigate crypto with confidence. Partner with a specialist. Look for ETFs backed by Bitwise. Bitwiseinvestments.com. Carefully consider the extreme risks associated with crypto before investing.
Bringing clarity to a complex and changing world.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.